As the authorities struggle to deal with the growing racial tension in the north of the country, the town of Czaslaw, east of Prague, is ringing alarm bells and taking steps to prevent a similar scenario unfolding in its own premises. With between 100 and 150 Romanis newly arrived in town, Czaslaw is scrambling to prevent the creation of a ghetto and approving strict measures to ensure law and order. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The arrival of a large number of Romanis, most of them poverty-stricken and jobless, is believed to be the work of housing speculators. Similar scenarios created problems in the north of the country, where street wars between Romani gangs, old settlers and newcomers in Varnsdorf and Novi Bor stirred fear and created a wave of anti-Romani sentiment among the majority population. The Czaslaw authorities say that while they cannot restrict hotels and boarding houses in their activities, they will do everything in their power to secure law and order. The town has already taken the unusual step of prohibiting drinking in public, approved by a unanimous vote, and intends to regulate gambling as soon as a recently approved law comes into force and gives it additional powers. The town's deputy mayor, Jiří Havlíček, says other measures are in the pipeline as well.
Part of the welfare benefits jobless people get are paid out in the form of food vouchers. We have increased the number of social workers checking out applicants, and we cooperate closely with the police in monitoring gaming bars, so that welfare benefits do not end up being used for that purpose.
Dávky, které jsou u nás vyplaceny, nebyly zároveň zneužívány v hernách.
While the town's newly arrived inhabitants feel hard done by, there are already rumbles of discontent among the locals, who say that the environment has changed with their arrival and that they no longer feel safe.
Tam žebrají ty děti, si řeknou odvacku a nebo I se...
There are now children begging out in the streets. They have no problem approaching you and asking for 20 crowns, and some of them are quite rude to the town's elderly inhabitants.
Nebo I se tak nějak dost arrogantně chovají vůči těm starším lidem.
It's not safe to walk here in the evenings. The park and the pedestrian zone are always full of them.
The town's mayor, Jaromír Strnad, says business interests are behind the newly created problem. He claims that the owners of the town's four boarding houses have come to realize that not only will they be filled to capacity all year round, but that they are also eligible for a social housing contribution from the state, ensuring a steady flow of funds at a time when business would otherwise be slow. Two of those boarding house owners have already given way in the face of mounting pressure from the town hall and the locals. One has promised to sell the property to the town hall, which will find an alternative use for it. The other says her tenants will have to go by the end of the year, since she is planning a big renovation. As things now appear, Czaslaw may be able to prevent ethnic unrest, but only by making the 100 or so newcomers pack up and move on, taking their problems to their next destination.
Many thanks to Daniela Lazarová. This is Radio Prague.